28 counties in West Virginia are at risk for a potential HIV outbreak, according to a 2016 report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Many of the vulnerable communities are rural areas in southern West Virginia. Recently, more than $1 million in federal funding was awarded to a West Virginia University project aimed at preventing an HIV outbreak in southern West Virginia. So, why is West Virginia at risk? The high rates of drug use, combined with poor access to healthcare, make these communities especially vulnerable to an outbreak of HIV, says Dr. Judith Feinberg of the WVU School of Medicine.
My professional and personal concern is that it will look something like AIDS in the 1980s without a real effort to look for cases, diagnose them, get them into treatment.
Feinberg is one of the leaders of the new project, which received a $1 million grant from the National Institute of Drug Abuse, the Appalachian Regional Commission, and the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. The project will target 8 West Virginia counties: Boone, Kanawha, Logan, McDowell, Mercer, Mingo, Raleigh, and Wyoming. 6 of the 8 are among the top 25 in the U.S. in their per capita overdose fatality rates, according to the CDC.
You know, we are sitting here really like in the belly of the beast. We are sitting in an area that could really be a tremendous hotspot for outbreaks of HIV and spread of HIV, and we desperately do not want this to happen.
Feinberg says we don't really know that HIV has or hasn't entered southern West Virginia because testing rates are so low, especially among people who inject drugs. If it's not there already, she says, then it's just plain luck. Her goal is to help prevent it from happening. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Roxy Todd in Charleston.